Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
All three of the readings for this weekend speak to us about the Holy Spirit. Now how fitting, in 2 weeks we will celebrate the Feast of the Holy Spirit, which is Pentecost. And so you could say these readings for this weekend are a foretaste of that Feast of the Holy Spirit. Now, when you look at the Holy Trinity, all three persons, one could easily say that the Holy Spirit is probably the most overlooked. Now, we know Jesus, and we know pretty much the Father, because Jesus speaks to us about the Father on a regular basis, that He and the Father are one. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit, I would say we pretty much don't really know that much about Him when compared to the Father as well as the Son. Now, I think it's a shame. When you look at the New Testament, especially Acts of the Apostles and all of the letters and the epistles of the apostles, Peter, Paul, James, and John, you see a lot about the activities of the Holy Spirit in building and strengthening our early church. And so the Holy Spirit is that divine power of God at work in our church from the very beginning, even up to this day. Now, go to that first reading. We hear the story about Philip. He arrives in Samaria, but we have to understand the context in which this story is set in. What we don't read about is what drove him to Samaria. Essentially, it appears there's a calamity. The church in Jerusalem is being aggressively persecuted. And so it seems disastrous, right? That's how the story starts. And therefore, all the Christians are fleeing into the countryside. Well, Philip does too, and he arrives in Samaria. But here's the good news. You know, he evangelizes the entire town there, and he establishes a church there. Now, here's a great lesson for us all. When things don't go our way, or when bad things happen, it may not be necessarily a terrible thing. It could be a blessing in disguise. Philip proves that. Think about it. Okay, sure, the persecutions were very bad, but what happened? Philip, as he left Jerusalem, through the power of God, God led him to Samaria. And in Samaria, he evangelizes many people, in fact, the whole town. They're baptized and they accept Jesus as their Lord and King. And a church is started there. And so, what started off to seem like a disaster actually was a blessing in disguise. So that's a great lesson for us all. Now, what I want to do for the rest of the homily is I want to pick out characteristics of the Holy Spirit in all of these readings so that we can see those same characteristics in ourselves. Notice how it begins. Philip, he proclaimed Christ to the people. Well, the first characteristic of the Holy Spirit, well, it's the prompting of bold speech, being able to speak our faith. Paul puts it best in 1 Corinthians 12. No one can call Jesus the Lord except through the Holy Spirit. And so we have to be able to speak about our faith clearly and concisely to anybody and with confidence. Now, this doesn't mean that essentially the Holy Spirit, you know, compels us to stand on a street corner on top of a box and start evangelizing and preaching to people. No, not at all. Instead, I think the best way for us to understand this is that great phrase, actions speak louder than words. Well, simply how we live out our faith is the best way to boldly proclaim to the world who really is the Lord of our life. Simply by coming to Mass every weekend, by living out the virtuous life, by living by the Beatitudes and the Ten Commandments, that is a great way in which we tell everyone who truly is, you know, the King and the Lord of our life. St. Francis, he always told his monks, preach the Word of God every day, and if necessary, use words. Well, we can all do that. You know, a great example of this is St. Joseph. If you look in the Bible, St. Joseph doesn't say or utter one word, and yet his actions speak volumes about his faith. Joseph is described as a righteous man. He has a right relationship with God, and he is an integral part of God's plan of salvation, in which he is the protector of the Holy Family. And so, bold speech through actions. Next in the story, it says, Philip cured many people. Boy, does that sound familiar. So did Jesus Christ. Healing was a definitive part of Jesus' ministry. Well, we see that, you know, in the Gospels, Jesus curing people, people that are deaf, dumb, blind, mute, crippled, Jesus exorcising demons out of people and then healing them. Now, a second characteristic of the Holy Spirit is healing. Now, we see that throughout the centuries within our church. Some saints are given the ability to heal people. It's a special charism. Just look at Lourdes in France. Lourdes is a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Saint Bernadette, she encounters the Blessed Mother, and she's instructed to start digging, scratching on the ground, and suddenly this great spring comes up. And from the waters of the spring, hundreds and hundreds of people have been healed for centuries on end. Well, that truly is the gift and the charism of the Holy Spirit. Now, we have to recognize that some people may not see this. They may not see this healing gift of the Holy Spirit. It's because they're blocked from their lack of faith. I'll give you a great example of this. Turn to Matthew chapter 13. Remember the story in which Jesus goes home to Nazareth? And it says he was not able to perform many miracles there because of the people's lack of faith. Well, faith helps us to see the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, curing people of their illnesses. Now, next in the story, it said, after Philip evangelized the people, there was great joy in the city. Well, the third characteristic of the Holy Spirit is joy. And not a giddy joy, no. Instead, a joy that resounds deep within inside a person's soul. In fact, joy is a definitive sign of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in a person. A great example of this is Mother Teresa. When you read about Mother Teresa's biography, she had a very difficult life. It wasn't easy for her. You know, to minister in Calcutta, to minister every day on the streets to people that were dying, sick, poor, destitute. Well, she did it every day for decades on end. But worse yet was her spiritual suffering, these bouts of desolation in which she really believed that Jesus had abandoned her. Well, with all that, you look at Mother Teresa and you always see her with a smile on her face. Well, that's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, in which she had this deep abiding sense of joy and peace in her soul. Now, with that in mind, turn to that second reading from Peter. Peter says, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for your reason for hope and your faith. Well, Peter is telling us it's not enough just to have faith, but we have to have faith and we have to be strong enough and confident enough to talk about it and maybe even defend it. See, in the United States, we realize that for centuries, you know, we have a culture that wants to privatize our faith. And that goes back to our early church founders. If you look at the writings of Thomas Jefferson, he would always, you know, tell us that faith and religion is okay, but you should privatize it. You should always keep it to yourself. Don't publicly proclaim that. Well, we can't. If we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can't. You know, a good question we have to ask ourselves, do we feel confident in answering questions that people may have about our faith, or maybe even defending it. Another characteristic of the Holy Spirit, the capacity to explain and maybe even defend our faith on certain things like the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, or our belief in the sanctity of life from conception to natural death, or any of our church doctrines that we believe. Now, we can do this. How? Well, lifelong faith formation. Always be growing in the knowledge of your faith. See, when you do that, then yes, you can speak about all aspects of our faith with a great deal of confidence because you know it. One last thing. Turn to the gospel now. Jesus teaches us the greatest characteristic of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It's our love for God. Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you the advocate who will be with you always." See, we see our love for God, our giving ourselves over to God, is the greatest characteristic of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, giving ourselves over to God, does that mean we all have to run and now start living in a monastery? No, not at all. To give ourselves over to God basically is give God the very best of what you have, the best of your time and your attention, the best of your will and your intellect, the best of your heart, mind, and soul. See, when we do that, then yes, we've turned ourselves over to God such that God now influences and he directs all aspects of our life. He influences and directs our actions and our words and even our thoughts. See, that is true love for God. And that is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. What's the ramification of that? Well, Jesus tells us, "The one who observes my commandments is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." And so, if you look at the readings for today, you know, the ability to speak about our faith, joy, healing, defending our faith, better yet, loving our God, turning yourself over to God. These are all characteristics of the dwelling, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. Take some time in the next couple of weeks. In 2 weeks, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Spirit. Well, from now until that time, you know, reflect upon the readings for this weekend so that what? You can open yourself up to see the characteristics of the Holy Spirit in your life. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.